Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, we've got two guests from the same family. We've got Ryan O'Hanley and we've got his son, Morris, and we're going to be talking ice hockey. We've spoken to Ryan before. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Welcome, Morris.
Morris is a talkative one here, so come on, Morris.
Morris has just finished school, so what have you been up to? You just knocked off year 12, so that's a big thing to do. What have you been doing now? You must have been working pretty hard at home, I imagine.
Yeah, sitting around pretty much doing nothing all day, but yeah.
So what's your favourite thing when you're doing nothing? What's your favourite thing of nothingness?
Playing video games, I guess.
Video games? Yeah. Is there an ice hockey game? There must be an ice hockey game.
Yeah, NHL 20, NHL 21.
So is that where you play?
Well, I don't have NHL 21 yet, but yeah, I play it sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Apart from that, what's your favourite?
I don't know. I usually just play it with friends or whatever they're playing.
Online? You're playing on? Okay.
Now, tell us a little bit.
You know about online games, Rob?
No,
you play online?
No, I don't. I think I used to play a game called Solitaire, with these cards or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that computer games?
It can be, yeah.
No, it's not my I've been an actual participant of sport, getting out there and having a go, whether it be volleyball or football or even baseball.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Morris, obviously I know you from when you were playing baseball for the Gawler Rangers. You were a pretty handy player there in the junior ranks, but you always had this ice hockey side of you. Tell us a little bit about, other than the fact that your dad, Ryan, is an Australian hockey coach at one stage and with his Canadian roots as a very strong ice hockey background, obviously a big influence, but you still had to love the sport to play it. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the sport and what you like about the sport.
I got into it when I was about 7 years old, and yeah, from there I kind of wasn't too motivated by it because I was just little. But then it was about when I was probably like 10 where I really started watching like professional hockey, understood that, you know, understood what it's like to play at a higher level, and that's sort of where I got a bit motivated to want to play it at a higher level. And so yeah, it's fun to play at a reasonably high level due to, like, you know, the pace and all that. So yeah.
Now, you have been playing at a high level. Sorry to jump in. You got chosen to play for the Adelaide Generals. So tell us about that. What is that team? What is it, a junior team, and who do you play against?
So it's an under 20 team. So it's 16 to 20 years old. And so we play against teams from, there's like two teams in Sydney, a team in Melbourne, a team in Perth, and I think, is that it? And Brisbane. Yeah. And so we travel to a couple of those places. We play three games over the weekend against that team, and we play a couple of home games, and then the top four teams make it to the playoffs in Melbourne. And yeah, that's the season.
And has that season been interrupted this year, or has it gone ahead?
So it's in the summer. So it already happened. So it finished in March, just before we went into lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is how did you get started? Did you start off with ice hockey or did you do roller hockey?
I started with ice hockey. So yeah, we lived in Perth, I was like learning how to skate, and then we moved here, and that's when I started playing, you know, like the under 13 league before we had a novice league. So I was playing as a 7 year old against 13 year olds, which wasn't that great, but yeah.
Now, Ryan, what does it mean to you to have your son playing ice hockey? Obviously that's your second favourite sport to baseball. So tell us a little bit about what it means to you to have your son playing ice hockey.
Well, I don't think he had a choice. No, he did. But no, I think I think it's great. I think it's a sport that, you know, has very, very deep roots in obviously in the culture of Canada. All of my family played hockey. You know, my dad played till he was 70 years old.
Wow, 70.
Yeah. So,
did they have walking rollers?
Well, it was getting to that point. He actually had to go to the. He went to the doctor, and they looked at it. They did an X-ray of his neck. It was just for like a physical checkup, and they were investigating something. And they said, "It says you're going to have to stop playing hockey." And the doctors said, "You know, how long have you been playing?" And my father said, "Well, you know, 65 years." And the guy says, "I don't feel so bad for telling you have to stop now." But so I mean, that's been really good. I mean, I haven't. really pushed the boys into it. I've made sure that it's been their decision, and I'm getting a big thrill out of watching them now. I mean, I coached them when they were kids. I'm trying to get out of coaching them now, because I think that's really tough to coach your kid. And then you get to the higher level, right? I'm enjoying watching them now and seeing them develop as players and develop their specific skill sets in the sport. So I think it's been really great.
And can you see any traits in Miles's game that you're very proud of and you feel like you've contributed to those aspects of his positivity about the game?
Yeah, I think one of the things I see with Morris is his, we call it hockey sense, so his understanding of the game. And that goes back, he mentioned he started watching the game when he was 10. So a lot of kids, especially in Australia, and it's not just Australia, other places do, they just look at the highlights. And Morris has never been one to just look at the highlights. He watches entire games and rewatches them, and he's got a really good understanding, and you see that on the ice. I see him make decisions and make plays that, you know, indicate he's got a high hockey IQ, and you know, that and his work ethic both on and off the ice. So he's hitting the gym, and he's a big kid. He's one of our bigger kids in the country for his position, so I'm pretty proud of when you see that sort of playing out on the ice.
Ryan, last time we spoke, we talked about your coaching. I was wondering if you could tell us about your playing days, like when you were Morris's age and younger. Like, what was that like, obviously, playing over in Canada compared to maybe what happens over here?
Yeah, so it's obviously quite a bit different, because it's like a religion there in the winter. So when I was Morris's age, I was playing on a AA 17 and under team in a small town. So my hometown was Keniston, Saskatchewan, and which was, you know, a double A team. So the next, there's only one level above that. That's AAA. And that's, you know, you've got, those are teams out of the bigger cities. So it was a pretty high level for a small town. Obviously we traveled a lot more, because, you know, every little town has a rink and there's tournaments and things like that. So we would play about 40 to 50 games over the winter, practice a couple times a week. And it's more of the cultural thing. And we're always watching hockey. It's just hockey nonstop. You know, we're a little bit different here, obviously, because it's not a major sport in Australia.
So Morris, you've been playing under 20s, like the top level here in SA. What's next for you? What are you looking forward to in the next 12 months, the next 24 months?
I'm looking to play in the AIHL, which is the top league in the country. And so I've been training with the Adelaide Adrenaline, which is the team here for that league. So I'm hoping within like the next 12 months or 6 months even to make that roster and play the season next season.
What's the process of getting into that team? You're with the squad now. Tell us when the season begins and what's the process of getting selected.
So season usually begins, I think, middle of April, end of April sort of area, which there was no season this year. But so like get selected, you kind of get to get noticed, and then you get asked to train, and then that becomes more consistent. And then through trainings and all that sort of stuff, like you get asked to make the roster, I guess. I'm not too sure about that one. But
and you're playing in the local league. Are you still playing in under 20s, or is that a men's league that you're playing in locally?
It's a men's league. It's good this year because there's no AIHL, so all the Adrenaline players are playing in the league, so it's helped it. It's actually become a really good league. Like last year, I didn't play in it last year. But apparently, it was like a sort of like a shinny, so like there wasn't much structure. But this year, because it's the only league that a lot of these guys can play in, they're going hard in it. So,
and how have you found? As your dad said, you're a big guy, but a younger guy. How have you found playing against the adult men? Is that something that has been a challenge for you? Sort of fitted in quite happily.
So I've sort of like, I can take body checks fine, but like notice like difference from the junior to that is like when you're trying to like, you know, bump a guy or something in the junior league, like sometimes I get penalties because I would, you know, I was standing in front of the net and I'd hammer a guy. And it's like, he'd go down in this league. It doesn't really happen. So often, but yeah, the main thing is they're just stronger, and yeah, they've played for a bit longer, so they know what they're doing.
Well, so when I was younger, what brought ice hockey to my attention was Wayne Gretzky. And him and Michael Jordan for basketball were two of the superstars of sports in my mind. They really stood out like a Babe Ruth for baseball. And now, Wayne Gretzky, what's your understanding of him? Is he the greatest ever ice hockey player still? Or is there other people that have surpassed him over the last 20-odd years?
No, Gretzky's still the best. He's got like over 60 records just to himself. So, yeah, he probably still be the best player.
Have you watched much footage of him playing?
Not too much because, again, like I watch games from like more recent times. Like the game's changed a lot since then. So still it's hard to compare players from now to like to players back then because like the equipment's different, speed's different, all that. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen some of his highlights and all that, but I don't really watch many games from him.
Well, while we're talking about Wayne Gretzky, have you ever seen your father and your grandfather play ice hockey?
Well, I mean, I've played with my dad, so yeah, but I didn't really get to see my grandpa play ice hockey because he was, yeah, last time we were in Canada, he was a bit, he needed a hip replacement, which he got, but yeah.
Can you see your future there? I hope not.
Hopefully not.
Who is the current, if I think of basketball, I mean, Michael Jordan, the argument might be who's better, LeBron or Jordan. Like, who's the current, is there a current ice hockey player who people would be comparing with Gretzky?
Oh, so there's probably like, there's three players who are the best players in the world, I think, in my opinion. There's a player to the captain of the Oilers, Connor McDavid. Player, so an assistant captain for the Avalanche, Nathan MacKinnon, and the captain of the Penguins, which is Sidney Crosby. They're all they're all up there sort of with Gretzky, sort of. Like, they're not, I don't think the IQ is as good as Gretzky's. Like, Gretzky's IQ is the best probably ever, but they're definitely faster than he was. But I mean, then again, they have different equipment and all that. But yeah, those are probably the three best players in the world right now.
Now, recently, last few years, I've gone up to the Entertainment Centre. I've seen USA-Canada games. Have you been to any of those games?
Nope.
No? Well, they're just sort of not the real thing in your view?
Well, I don't know what they're like. I've never been to one, but, I mean, I don't think you get probably the best players from Canada to, I don't think they'd come down here to, you know, play a five-game series or anything. You'd probably have to pay them a bit, but... I mean, I don't know if they're bad games or not, but I just don't go to them.
Now, with your eye for talent, Ryan, in ice hockey, where is Morris placed? Just stepping aside as being your son, just as a looking at sort of the range of talent that you've experienced watching and developing over the many years that you've been here in Australia, how do you see Morris's future?
Well, look, I think he'll definitely play in the Australian Ice Hockey League. I mean, Morris is not—he's not a real flashy player, but he's a very solid player, and he's very smart, and he's got a big shot, and he moves the puck well. So, he's got a lot of things that, as a coach, you actually need those players on the team. They are, you know, they're the workhorse for your team. I mean, he's not going to score a lot of goals because he's a defenseman. But he's one of those defensemen that makes the first pass out of his zone consistently and can take body contact to do that. And that doesn't always get you on the score sheet, but you know that's the sort of game he is. So I think he's got a good future. And other coaches have told me, and again, it's hard when you're talking about your own son, but the under-20 coach, Australian under-20 coach, mentioned last time we spoke of how much Morris has improved, and he's... You know, he's taken a notice of him now because obviously the size you can't teach, but his skill levels improved dramatically over the last 18 months. And I think that's really good. So I think, you know, there's definitely a future for him.
To finish with, I read something today about USA Red.
Yep.
And I had a look down the list and it was obviously, tell us about that. You got the opportunity to coach or be part of a group. Where the best players, the young kids from America, were playing against each other.
Yep. So I got the opportunity in July 2019 to go to Buffalo, New York as a guest coach for USA Hockey's National Development Camp for their 15-year-old. So they have a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, and a 15-year-old camp. So I was asked to come be a guest coach there. So there was about 220 of their top players, and there's 25,000 15-year-old kids registered to play hockey in the United States. So they had their top 200. So it's a, you know, that's their best. And there was about 60 coaches, and most of them were professional coaches or college coaches. And tremendous experience for me. I worked with a staff, a fellow from who worked for the Washington Little Capitals named Doug Plocky, and then J.D. Forrest, who's the assistant coach for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins in the American Hockey League. And then our manager was the head coach and director of player personnel I can't remember the university now. It's a college in Wisconsin. And it was a fantastic experience, and to sort of experience that, you know, what the Americans do, because I run those equivalent camps here in Australia. So, yeah, fantastic experience.
Well, thank you, Ryan and Morris. We're sure to have you guys on again. So, into another Carlin Loads Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.